All right, we are back. Jive Talk here on the show, the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH Radio. Jason Duda in. Three-man booth. I've mismanaged time, so this will be a relatively short segment as we get through a Wednesday show. God, I had something I was going to say, and it escaped me.
What was it?
What could it have been?
Too bad.
Was it about baseball, football, sports, eating?
Was it about us?
No, it was about some, it was about... We need some new show intros, and those are all old, and I'm going to entice Max, when he gets back, fully refreshed, to draw on some of the other really good stuff I've done and get that in the show intro.
I had a promo.
Really good stuff you've done.
Well, Jeff.
I wasn't even listening.
If he can find something from Jeff, throw that in there, too.
I heard a promo.
But
can I speak? Go for it. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, I said what I needed to say.
I heard a promo the other day of us arguing about whether Justin Fields would be good for the Bears.
What'd you say?
Doesn't matter. That's an old promo. Justin Fields doesn't even play for the Bears.
Well, we'll figure it all out.
Get rid of that promo.
Yeah, get rid of that promo. Let's
Duda was in it, but
well, yeah, a little housekeeping.
Because I was right.
A little housekeeping. I just did it on League 42's website. Needed a little housekeeping. Sometimes you gotta freshen things up. You know what I mean?
Really?
How come you don't call on me for stuff like that?
Can you do that?
What does it involve? If you did it, I can do it probably.
Whoa! In your face, Bob. What do you got to say about that?
Really?
I think. What did you do?
I got our web guy and told him what I wanted refreshed.
Well done. Well done. Exactly.
Yeah, there you go.
You're not a web guy.
I know how to do a little HTML stuff, kind of, but I don't know what you wanted. So.
Well, I don't need what I wanted was something he can do.
Fine.
What's HTML?
Web code.
He doesn't know what it stands for.
Is it a?
Nobody knows what it stands for. It's just web.
Isn't that one of the little things you put in the back of the TV? You plug in.
Yeah, HTML 1 and 2 and 3.
It is.
Yeah, exactly.
No, that's HDMI.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I didn't. I'm trying to learn, Bob.
Give it up.
You're never too old.
My advice would be to give that up.
I would love for you to learn HTML. That'd be amazing.
Hotmail? I got Hotmail.
You ought to delve into actually learning something.
Why?
You know, dudes ain't gonna do that.
What's the point? I'm good. I don't need. I'm fine. I got a roof over the head and a couch, a TV, bed, and bathroom. You're good. You're good. Could be a lot worse. Could be a lot worse.
Just let him go. I'm going to put down my mic.
Sure, why not?
It could be a lot worse.
Could be a lot worse.
We're not talking about your...
My what?
Your belongings, your material belongings.
I don't have money belongings.
What are we talking about?
Yeah, we're just talking about...
None of us have money. I mean, you might, but we don't.
Well, I don't have money.
You say you have money all the time.
I don't have serious money.
But you have money. We don't have any money.
Really?
Yeah.
With the salary your wife makes?
Whoa.
What are you doing?
You shouldn't be talking about
that.
We're
living.
What do you mean I shouldn't be?
We're paying a mortgage. We're buying groceries. We're sending the kid to college.
Yeah, so are we.
We're eating.
So are we.
You got a kid going to college? I sent a kid to college.
Yeah, it was like $18 back then.
Yeah, and it was 18 years.
It was like $25,000.
It was 18 years,
semester.
Too. And it wasn't $18.
Makes me sick looking at those
then
numbers.
Then don't send your kid to college.
Well, why not? How am I going to get out of the house?
I mean, if you're going to whine about it.
I'm not whining. I'm simply stating the facts.
We get paychecks.
Have her pay
we
for
lose
college.
The paychecks.
Paychecks.
You need to know.
The problem with a lot of parents today is you make it so easy for your kids. Oh, we got it. We'll come.
We're not.
Oh, you're going to college? Here.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
We'll break our bank.
I'm not paying for college. How am I going to do that?
Well, you just
did
said.
Did I get a raise on this show?
No, but we help
he
her
said
out.
Said it.
We buy her things. We drive her to.
Well, yeah.
Up and down. We pay for her gas. I mean.
Well, that's ridiculous.
She's got to get her feet under. She just got a job.
You know when I got my feet under me?
When I was 11. You're still working.
When I got my feet under me.
Yeah, and then you tripped and fell constantly.
Broke a leg, broken elbow.
No, you can't even
nose.
Look at me and tell me that.
You
because
lost
you know
a tooth
it's wrong.
It's painful. Painful.
Listen.
Life ain't easy.
Life wasn't easy then.
Yeah, it was. It was the easiest thing in the world.
A lot easier then than it was
now. Shut up, Duda.
Well, just saying.
You grew up in a...
If you had $9, you lived in a four-story house.
Yeah, he did.
It was an igloo. It wasn't a house. Only lasted 6 months out of the year.
But don't give me that. Oh, it's so hard now.
It is.
Give me a
break. It's always been hard.
It's not...
It's always been hard.
It's not crippling, but it's tough.
Oh, it's crippling.
I paid for every dollar of my college.
Good for you.
Every dollar. I'm not even talking to you.
I said good for you. Calm down.
Every dollar.
Congrats.
You know what my dad told me?
Nothing.
We can't pay for college, so if you want to go, it's on you. Very simple.
That's what most parents are saying
these days. Exactly. It really wasn't that complicated.
That's right. The way it is. That's the way it is.
Right.
I was paying rent when I turned 18 to live at home.
Did you tell your daughter that? If you're going to college, it's on you.
Yeah, she knows she's going to have to be flipping the bill here. That's the way it's got to be. I can't just go to the bathroom and crap out $100 bills. If I could, we'd all be rich. But I can't.
You'd give some to us.
Oh, I'd share because it'd be
so much. Well, clean them up first.
Oh, guaranteed. Launder them.
Literally and figuratively, hopefully.
But anyway, don't give me your sob story.
Not sobbing, just telling you how life is.
I gotta agree with them. It wasn't sob.
I'm not here to listen to it.
Well, we know that. We understand. Heaven forbid.
And if you have a little money you might want to throw our way, we'd appreciate it.
Well, but no, I'm not throwing any money your way.
All right.
You just hand it to me. You don't have to throw it. Be easier.
And that's not my responsibility, frankly.
Oh, absolutely not.
Well, you'd love it to be.
Yeah, if you just give us a little and we'll be fine. We'll call
His
it even.
His wife has a we'll very even. Good job, makes pretty good money.
How do you know what she makes?
Yeah, this is...
Jeff has... I looked it up.
What do you think she makes?
I know exactly what she makes. Tell us. I'm not going to tell you on the air.
Yeah, what? No, I don't want to be here for this conversation.
Jeff has three jobs.
And I make a little more than
and,
her.
And I think he made $21,000 last year.
I'm the breadwinner, man. Barely.
So, I mean, don't cry me. Don't cry me a river.
Nobody is.
No, nobody
is. I still got to work at the age of almost 70
Says
to make
who?
It happen.
Yeah, well, congratulations.
What else would you be doing today?
Well, why wouldn't I have retired? Why can't I retire?
Well, you probably could. Couldn't you?
I don't know. Doesn't feel like it's in the cards right now.
Oh, jeez.
Feels like I still enjoy this doing something.
That's you were about to say you enjoy doing this show, but you couldn't quite make yourself say it.
You didn't want to say it.
I don't enjoy this show right now. I'd like to kick both your asses.
Well, here we are.
Right here.
Well,
we won't be getting away fast. So
we'll be out there playing catch in a few minutes.
You think Jane's addiction had a falling out. We could have a falling out at any minute.
In the show?
Sure.
Poor guys.
Here's Jeff, not you, another Jeff, who wants to weigh in on our paying for college debate. Hello, Jeff.
I feel like it's pretty easy. I'll pay for their college all day if they pay me back for the daycare that I spent on them really little, because that'll blow the college out of the water. I'll come out ahead on this deal.
That's a good point. I paid for Jeff's daycare, and then when I couldn't afford it, I just dropped him in the woods and went back.
Yeah, I went to daycare for about 4 minutes.
Thanks, Jeff. What are you talking about?
Speaking of college, what was it? How much?
You went to Asbury
That's
daycare.
Preschool, brother.
Is that not daycare?
No, that's preschool.
You went to Bridget's.
That
you
was
went
a
to
babysitter.
Barb's.
Yeah, babysitter. Where is Barb?
I Where saw her the other day.
No, you didn't.
I did. I've seen Barb.
How would you know that it's Barb?
I recognize her.
Would I know that it's Barb?
I don't know.
Nope.
But we dropped you off.
I'd probably know that it's Bridget.
One time your mom and I said, should we ask a couple questions about what these people do? And I said, nah. Let's just drop him and go.
I got a fun time. I enjoyed that.
I got to know, what was it? When you went to college, how much was it a year?
I don't remember, but you know what I made an hour?
It's not that was what my question.
No, no,
but I'd love
well,
to.
Well, you
it.
Want
it,
all well, you
this
people.
This will answer your question. Yeah. You, because he could pay for college off of this. So yeah,
all you right. people want to say, well, nothing. College didn't cost anything.
Oh, everything was different. Things
so
were
tell
a lot
us,
cheaper. I get it. I was just out of curiosity.
Tell us the salary that I paid for your college.
When I started at the Wichita Eagle, I made $150 a week.
There you go. That paid for college.
And the Eagle helped out. They had a program at that time.
Oh, that's the first time I'm hearing of this.
They would assist full-time employees with their college.
Yeah, well, that wasn't offered when I was there. I was a full-time employee that they didn't pay or give benefits.
Well, go. You know what? Go file a lawsuit.
I might.
Again, all this is.
Why did you let them do that? Let's revisit that. Why did you let them take advantage of your son the way that they did? I had no other options, really. I mean, I guess I did. But you know what I wanted to do with my life? I was writing. I was having a good time. Why did you let them just abuse me financially?
I had other things going on.
Yeah.
When you say the letters K-E-Y-N, everybody knows what you mean.
What do you think of?
It's one of the iconic call letters in Wichita radio history.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm just telling you.
Let's name
another one.
The Mount Rushmore of Wichita radio call letters.
The Mount Rushmore of Wichita radio call letters.
KFDI.
KFH.
KRD.
Not around anymore.
KICT 95.
Be close. And I think KEYN is there.
Yeah.
So there you go. Now, if you go way back, you won't remember this because this is.
I remember
when
a
I
lot
was
of
a
stuff.
Huge Eagles fan and you weren't even around.
Okay.
KLEO.
Of course I remember KLEO.
You don't remember KLEO.
I've heard KLEO my whole life.
No, you haven't.
KNSS is up there.
Certainly is.
WKRP?
How you doing, by the
Everybody
way?
Everybody knows that one.
KWCH?
You got a little winded out there playing catch.
Well, you made me crouch like I was a catcher, man. Like, my knees are popping.
You bent like a...
You an just, old man. Just, that's exactly what happened, Jeff.
You, if you're 5'10", your crouch put you at 5'8 and a half. That's...
I got down to 5'7".
Anyway... Good job.
Who's the Mount Rushmore of non-Eagles in the Eagles universe?
Non-Eagles?
Yeah.
What do you mean? I'm not sure what you're asking.
Like people in the Eagles universe who weren't in the Eagles band.
How are you not in the... I don't get it.
Like Linda Ronstadt, J.D. Souther.
Oh, and, they have a musician?
And Jackson Brown. Who's the fourth?
Who? Vince Gill.
He's in the Eagles.
Oh, so he doesn't count?
So does it need to be a musician? If it
doesn't
does,
necessarily have to be
Bob Seger.
That's probably it.
Did you
if
guys
it doesn't need to be a musician? Then Irving Azoff would be in the discussion, as would David Geffen.
Yeah, I explored that in my J.D. Souther piece. You can check it out at kwch.com if you are so inclined. On Facebook and elsewhere. All right.
Oh boy, we'll get right to that one.
Plug.
Did anyone say, why are we writing a piece on J.D. Souther?
No, no one said that. I mean, Gray sent one. They sent a long obituary, so I figured I'll just write my own.
Nice job.
Thank you.
I like that. You know, the more that stuff you do, the more I like it.
Yeah, I wrote a Jackson 5. I'm going to start doing that more. Just wherever I can, just write stuff. Wrote the Jackson.
The concern I have is... You'll get down the road a month, and then that'll disappear.
No, but I don't. I'm not putting any. You know, I'm not putting it in a box. I'm just whatever I want to write, I'll write it. I'm not going to say I'm going to do
Will
this.
You finish that Joe Hour piece.
We'll see.
Promise me.
I have to start it first and interview like 12 more people
before basketball season starts. he's done a lot of the legwork.
No, I've interviewed
Joe. He's had
Joe
this
Hour.
in the can for...
All I've done is interview Joe.
Yeah, I remember this conversation months ago.
It's been almost 2 years.
There's no one out there who deserves this piece more
I
than
know.
Joe.
I just...
And there's no one out there who's going to keep pressing you on it more than me.
Fine.
I mean, if I thought you would just do a shoddy job and it wouldn't be very good, I wouldn't care. But I know you'll do a good job, and it will be good, and you should do it.
I know. I can only do a good job. That's what's like, do I have the time to do a good job?
Yes. The answer to that question is yes.
We'll see.
Right, dudes?
Yeah, of course. I agree 100%. What were you guys talking about?
Well, you know what we're talking about.
The writing of the piece or getting it done?
Getting it done.
Both. I haven't.
See, I didn't know for sure. He said one, you said the other.
Well, they're both the same.
Well, kind of.
So it's a massive undertaking.
Okay, I'm gonna side with Bob on this. Yeah, you get her done.
I can.
You know how many long profiles I wrote in my life?
Yeah, but that was your job, right? This is.
It was part of my job. I also had other things going on.
I know, but you could dedicate the time to it. And it's tough. It's tough. I want to. We'll talk.
Nothing gave me a more sense of personal satisfaction as a writer, than a profile of an individual.
Yeah, I like doing them.
It was better than a game story, better than a column, better than a sidebar, better than a short feature. The times where I felt the most compelled and energized was when I sat down and I knew, man, they're going to give me 80 to 100 inches of copy on this, and I can't wait.
Right. It's fun to do.
That's all I'm saying.
It's good stuff. Isn't it? Right, dudes?
It's good stuff.
Did anybody ever do that kind of piece on you? I did a column on you and Black Betty.
You did it on my car. You never did anything on me, but you did it on my car.
I feel like it was about you too.
Does that not just say where we're at in our relationship?
He was a columnist, and that was a good idea.
My car.
That was a good idea for a column.
Thank you.
Well, here you two go. Good job. I'm glad.
I'm just telling you.
I got you guys together.
Should he have probably written a deeper, longer profile? Absolutely.
Who was the Thunder beat writer during your playing career? Colin Long.
Yes.
Did he ever sit down with you and do a longer piece?
I don't know.
It was harder in my time because it wasn't like guys were staying 10 years. I guess I could have done one on Matt Robinson. But once you went to the ECHL, it's like guys are going to be up and down. The roster's going to turn over, and it's a little tougher. I think I wrote on some guys, though.
Yeah, it was totally different once that happened because you don't have guys that stuck around.
Nobody writes those kinds of stories anymore.
I know.
Because the metrics show that people don't read them because people are not very smart, because people can't hang with something and get enjoyment from a longer piece. And I get it. It's not like I sit down and read a bunch of longer pieces every day, but the ones I want to read, I do, and I'm always glad I did.
Right.
We've lost that.
Yeah, it's crazy. I look at the metrics on even the stories that I write. Like, if people stay with them for a minute, that's like an accomplishment. Because they don't. It's weird. I don't know what would make you stop reading something that you're reading.
It is because of this thing we're looking at. You just looked at your phone while you were talking.
What did I even say?
See, he doesn't even know.
I was trying to see how many page views we got, but I can't even sign into the site.
I mean, people can't even carry on a discussion now.
Nope. Without the phone.
Touching or look at you.
What are you talking about?
Exactly.
Well, I just got an email. I'm looking up stuff.
Who cares?
I care.
The email will be there in 10 minutes.
Oh, and this is you now? The guy who looks at his iPad throughout the show?
Yeah. That's me.
Well, good for you.
Why are you attacking Duda?
He can attack me. I'm okay. I can stick up for myself.
But get off attacking the phone.
Him. Why?
Well, who cares if you got an email?
Well, I want to read it now.
Who's this from?
Oh, it's a fantasy football thing. Our commish.
By the way, I hate this.
Does some notes.
I hate this site for fantasy.
You said you were in love with it.
I thought I picked up a couple players. They don't show up.
Well, then somebody beat you to them.
No, I don't even see it on the site. It's a terrible site. And I'm never.
This is why you need to listen to me, not everybody else who's telling you, oh, this site's great. And we'll do. Listen to me. I know what you can handle, okay?
Let him help you.
That's why YouTube TV, that was never going to work for you.
By the way, I dropped it.
Right. Just listen to me.
I'm not going to steer you wrong. I'm going to tell that story when we come back.
I want to know why you don't listen to me.
You don't have a great track record.
Please.
The track record thing, I think.
I know you better than you know you.
No, nobody
knows. You thought you could handle YouTube TV.
I could.
No.
But I'm going to tell the story.
I got to hear it because I have YouTube TV.
When we come back, I'll get into all that and share my life. My life's a mess.
Good.
And I do my very best to make it more of a mess at times, and I succeed.
Well, I'm trying to get you through the mess.
I don't need anybody's help.
More messes.
Except for getting on my internet at home right now.
Not doing it.
If you could help me with that, I'd be appreciative. All right, I told you I was going to tell you about my YouTube experience.
I want to know.
It was fine. I think YouTube TV's certainly viable. A lot of people like it. I just didn't like the navigation of it. I didn't catch on. So with DirecTV, I just turn on my TV and there it is, and I go to the channel guide and everything I got recorded, and it's very simple for me to use because I'm used to it.
Sure.
And I didn't want to take the time to I think the navigation of YouTube TV is a little more difficult.
That's your story? That's it?
It's a little more difficult because the remote's so much more simple, I think. And so with DirecTV, you hit a button, guide comes up, there you go. You want to hit your list of stuff, it's right there. Because I was the same way. We had DirecTV, went to YouTube. I didn't like YouTube for the start, and now it's fine.
And I can certainly understand that.
So I get it.
But for me and for my wife, it's going to be easier to navigate DirecTV now that they got things figured out with Disney. That was really the thing that upset me. And they've sent me an email since then. They've offered me a little discount. So they're back in my kind of good graces.
But you can't get the NFL package on DirecTV.
I don't want the NFL package.
Well, what do you mean? You were loving it when you had it before.
When it was free.
Exactly.
You haven't paid for it.
I just did.
Well, and meanwhile, your daughter's out there hawking lemonade to try to get to college.
That's a fair point, but not really.
Good job, Dad.
Yeah, that's the one thing I spend it on, and I did, and I'm okay with it.
I get all the NFL games I want to see. I want to see the Chiefs. I like the national games. What am I? I don't need to see. What do I need?
You don't want to see Arizona and the Rams play?
No.
Oh,
that game was brutal.
Missing out.
Why do I care about that game?
Arizona-Detroit this week? You don't want to watch that shootout?
No, I can only watch one game at a time. Now, I'm sure on your...
Oh, you flick it back and forth. You got to know where you're going. It's easy. Get six different TVs set up.
Why would you want to watch six games, though? You're really not watching any games when you're watching six games.
Yeah, you're really not involved in any game.
Oh, you're involved.
All you're doing is, what's my fantasy guide? Oh, and that's all you do?
Sometimes, yeah.
No, not sometimes. Only reason you watch any sports.
Not if there's a good game.
Because you don't watch the NBA, because you're not in fantasy.
No, I don't watch
college football, baseball, or basketball.
I watch college basketball.
You do?
I like college basketball.
Well, you must.
I don't like the NBA. I've said that lots.
You must bet on it or have some
weirdo
fantasy team with your boys back home.
dudes. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
So don't worry about what I'm
saying. Should I get NHL center ice for the Preds? I looked it up yesterday. They have 39 common dates with the Pacers. So at the most, I'd only be able to watch 43 Preds games.
Oh, that's
not worth it. If I got the of course, I can't get the NFL, but I can get the MLB extra inning.
So, yeah, ignore what I was asking you. Let's go back to you.
Yeah.
Well, who cares about NHL center ice?
I was asking dudes.
I was kind of interested in the conversation.
Do you have that?
No.
Of course you don't.
But if I had it, I'd probably watch more hockey. Because the problem is you don't get any hockey games on just regular TV once in a while. So
like ESPN Plus and all these other things.
You get more now.
That's probably why I enjoy the playoffs so much too, I guess.
You can access them. You know where they are.
You can watch them all. Plus you haven't watched it all year. That's really good. I'm glad you brought that up.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I don't know.
I'll see what I can do with center ice this year.
So you're going to become a Predators fan?
I might see how it goes.
Are you going to hang with the Pacers?
Obviously. I'm going to watch all the Pacers games. I'm into the Pacers.
Really?
Yeah, I'm, like, emotional about the Pacers.
That would I would have trouble watching that much NBA.
Not if you have a team that you like. I don't think it's that. It's yeah, not a thing.
But you've kind of invented this. This isn't.
I kind of have. But I've also sort of always liked the Pacers. Sort of in the back of my mind. Reggie Miller was my favorite player for a long time. Jalen Rose when he was there. I mean, it's been kind of the Pacers. If I'm going to be a fan of any team.
Smith, you liked him?
I like those teams. But if I'm going to be a fan of a team, it's going to be the
George
Pacers.
George McGinnis.
Absolutely. Love George McGinnis, one of the ABA's greats.
Yeah, right. Again.
We only have ABA titles. We've never won an NBA championship. So it's right up my alley.
Before you were born.
Exactly.
When are your teams are going to win before? So,
well, they have to.
Hey, how about 2050?
You would think.
How about this news? Red Zone Channel, $14.99, DirecTV. If I want to go to the Red Zone Channel, all day long, I get everything I need. I don't need DirecTV. I don't need whatever you have, whatever you're selling.
What news are you trying to talk about?
Adrian Wojnarowski leaving ESPN. Their lead NBA guy, the guy we wait on pins and needles to give us updates and who's going where, and he's leaving to become the general manager.
Whatever that
means. St. Bonaventure basketball. Peter King just put something on Twitter that I thought was great. He's leaving this high-profile job at ESPN that probably pays an exorbitant
amount
of money.
Said he left $20 million on the table.
And he's at the age of 55, he's decided, you know what, I'm going to dial back a little. I think it's commendable, remarkable, fantastic. I love it. I love everything about it. We're asking these people to do so much. I mean, the pressure that's
not necessary.
We put on these people that are paid to be first with everything. And you know what he's saying? Thank you, ESPN, but screw you. I'm going to go do something that will be fun. I've got enough money.
It's his alma mater.
Will help me be around my family more. And boy. I think that's the story of the day.
Well, I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, more power to him. If you can do it, absolutely.
Something that he's probably still going to be involved in that he likes to do. Something new, but probably pretty comfortable in where he's going to end up. And you get to leave the rigmarole of the NBA and everything. I think that's... Why wouldn't you? If you left $20 million on the table, he's probably okay.
Who else did something like this recently? Oh, Dana O'Neill from The Athletic. She left that job to go to Villanova as an senior associate athletic director. That's her alma mater. And I'm sure it doesn't pay what she was getting at The Athletic, although it's probably closer. Probably. But I thought it was interesting. Dana O'Neill's been on the college basketball beat forever. And decided, you know what? This is going to be more fun.
Well, then
that should be what it's about.
Yeah, why wouldn't you do it?
Enjoy your job.
That's why I'm mentioning it.
I think it's fantastic. Good for them.
It is good for them. And I hope you're being sincere. I think
I am
you are.
Being
wouldn't
sincere.
We be?
It's hard
sincere.
To tell with you two.
No, I'm 100% behind that.
You get together on a show, and it's hard to tell.
Dude is always sincere.
Always?
Yes.
If we're talking about something like that, yeah. If we're talking about stupid stuff, then no, very
see, this
rarely.
This is how I see Duda at a bar in Sexsmith back in the day.
Oh.
Kind of that cockeyed look at you. If we're talking about...
What are
just
we talking
before
about?
He gets ready
that's
to
a,
punch
that's him. A good presence, though. That's
just before he gets ready to
who
punch.
Who
would
want to hang out with that
the,
guy?
We're sitting at the Sexsmith Alamo having a cocktail.
Can't wait. I can't wait to do it someday.
We need to go up there and just get to the Alamo. For
next time you go, I'm so in.
There's four rooms upstairs in the hotel.
Oh,
if we could stumble up there, it'd be great. There's no elevator.
Stumble up there.
But if we go in the
now,
summer...
See, that makes me wish I was 45 again. Because that even 55, I did all this stuff in my 50s that I don't know that I could pull off now as I approach 70.
I don't know if I could do it anymore.
I probably wouldn't.
Here's what I did in three consecutive summers. Deadwood, South Dakota for 5 or 6 days. We were going to go to Seattle and all that. We were going to do, we had big plans.
Oh, yeah.
We made it to Deadwood. We loved it so much we stayed. The next summer, New York City to see the Eagles. And then the next summer, Dublin, Ireland. Back to back to back summers. I did that.
You're the man.
Now I won't leave my front lawn.
Well, we can, if you get up to the Sexsmith Alamo, I could, we can retrace it all in that bar.
I can't wait to go.
Oh, it'll be unbelievable.
14-day drive.
Yeah. The sun will be up for 22 hours.
Oh.
We'll walk out at 2:30. It'll still be dusky. It'll be awesome.
So enticing. All right. Jeff and I will be on the show tomorrow. Duda back on Friday of this week. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We appreciate it more than you know. We'll see you tomorrow.